I always tell you, you have to listen to the whole show. But if you're lucky enough to be joining us right now, then you picked a good time to join us because we have special guest John Oates in studio with us. He helped us out with Stay or Go. Fortunately, the band didn't do well. But fortunately, John has a guitar in his lap, and he's going to save the day because he's going to play some music for us off of your newest solo album, Good Road to Follow. And that was the studio recording. And then the DVD, Another Good Road, is just where you're hanging out with.
It's kind of a live version of the studio recordings with some extra songs thrown in. Yeah.
So the song we're going to hear right now is from that CD?
It's on both projects. I know this is confusing, but, you know, when you're the president of your own record company, you can do whatever the hell you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Follow along, people.
Well, we're looking forward to this. Here he is, John Oates.
All right. Well, this is a song about being drunk on Bourbon Street and not being able to find your hotel. It's called Lose It in Louisiana. I woke up this morning breaking in all hot and gray, trying to piece together how I got in these tangled sheets I lay. Pounding head, eyes red, stumble out of bed on the clothes up and down the hall. Pretty sure I had a blast last night, but the last thing I recall, dancing down Bourbon Street with a half-drunk marching band, falling for a dark-eyed girl from Thibodeau, sipping on a one-to-go in my hand. Thought I got a little crazy, baby, man, I fit right in. As if you're gonna lose it in Louisiana. If you're gonna lose it in Louisiana. Nothing left of this broken heart I brought down to New Orleans. Found a riverboat poker chip and some Mardi Gras beads, and a lipstick number on the mirror written under said, call me if you stay in town. I got a back home ticket, but I think I'm gonna miss it. Do a little hanging around downtown, dancing down Bourbon Street with a half-drunk marching band, falling for a dark-eyed girl from Thibodeau, sipping on a one-to-go in my hand. Thought I got a little can't-shake heart, still hanging in. If you're gonna lose it in Louisiana. If you're gonna lose it in Louisiana. Dancing down Bourbon Street with a half-drunk marching band, falling for a dark-eyed girl from Thibodeau, sipping on a one-to-go in my hand. Oh, yeah. Thought I got a little crazy, baby, man, I fit right in. If you're gonna lose it in Louisiana. If you're gonna lose it, where the saints go marching in. Might have got a little crazy, baby, man, a fit right in. If you're gonna lose it, go on and lose it. Go on and lose it. Lose it in Louisiana. Lose it in Louisiana.
John Oates. Another reason why he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That's awesome. Is that a true story?
It's kind of a funny story. I wrote that with a guy named Craig Wiseman from Nashville, who is a really, really huge. He must have 40 number one records under his belt. And I really wanted to get with him. And I made the mistake of going out drinking the night before. And I went to the songwriting session hungover. And my brain wasn't working. I was sitting there. And he didn't know me, and I didn't know him. He looked at me after about 20 minutes and went, what's wrong with you? And I said, well, I'm hungover, and I can't come up with anything. And he went, that's good. That's exactly what we're going to write about. And he said, I just came back from New Orleans. He goes, I was drunk all the whole weekend. He goes, let's just paint a picture of being drunk in New Orleans. And that's how it happened.
That's how that happened.
Yeah. That's sometimes it's amazing how songs can come together.
I mean, yeah, it's almost magic in that sense, where it's like you just take a drunken story and you come up with that. I mean, that's
because right. You have plenty of those. I mean, you could be a songwriter.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you got all
if
that.
If I had any ability, I can drink. I mean, like, the rest of them.
I was looking at that song, going, "Oh my God, you've experienced everything he's singing about." That's the connection.
Well, that's it. When people can relate to it, and they somehow, you know, they can say, "Hey, man, that happened to me," or you know,
and you're picturing everything. I'm picturing you know, walking down the street. I'm picturing the Mardi Gras.
I saw the girl.
The lipstick on the mirror, like all of it.
A dark-eyed girl from Thibodeau.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, yeah. It's really good, John.
Thank you. I'm very proud of this project, and there's some great songs on it, and some great collaborations. I collaborated with Ryan Tedder from One Republic and Vince Gill, and so many cool people got involved in this thing. So it was just a joy to make this music.
Are people calling you up all the time? Because, I mean, it's like, you know, I'm going to call John Oates to work with him.
I think this project kind of opened me up to that, you know, collaborations, and people kind of started picking up on the fact that I was doing this. And the more I did it, the more people jumped on board.
Nice.
And it's kind of fun, especially when I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
It really it makes things, it greases the wheels.
They're like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Way better.
Yeah, I can do that.
Is there somebody that's on the radio right now, current, that you find that you listen to? It's like I'm a fan.
Oh, there's so many. I couldn't even count. I'm a huge Bruno Mars fan. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of parallels in Bruno Mars and what Daryl and I have done. You know, he was like a child performer, you know, who grew up performing. And you can see how good he is at a young age because of that. You know, he's just comfortable. He is
a showman.
Oh, and he's fantastic. And I just like his music. But there's so many people. I'm way into the Americana music. Mm-hmm. You know, I work with a lot of young artists and stuff like that. So, you know, I have a real wide range of taste.
John, do you ever go out like at a bar? You're out somewhere.
Do I ever go to a bar?
Well, I know that. I know that. Yeah. Right.
Bars, yes.
Are you there and you'll see a performer and go, I think I'm going to reach out to this person and
actually,
see if
that's
we
happened a
can
whole
help
bunch,
you.
That's happened a whole bunch of times. There's a great show in Nashville called Music City Roots, and they stream it live. And it's a lot of mostly Americana and rootsy music. And, yeah, I've been there, and I've actually seen people perform, and I've reached out to them and said, hey, let's try to write a song. Yeah.
What an opportunity.
Have you ever been in a place that's been completely dead and then that has, like, a guitar on stage, and you just got up there and started playing, and just for, like, a small audience that is some podunk dive bar, and they're like, oh, my God, it's John Oates.
And
no one's
going to
believe this.
Yeah.
No one's going to believe this happened to us.
I've jumped on stage. I've jammed with a lot of people. I actually did that in Colorado. There's a really cool club in the town I live in, and a lot of great bands come in. And I started getting on stage with jam bands, people like Humphreys McGee and Moe and people like that. And then I started getting into the jam band circuit, and that was kind of cool too because it's so free and loose, you know. And
just having fun.
Yeah, just playing music for the sake of playing music.
That's probably why you got the Another Good Road DVD in one take, because it seems like it's just having fun.
And I mean, playing live is what I do. It's what Daryl and I have always done. You know, that's one thing about us is we've never stopped playing live. And that's probably why we're still out there. You know, there's something about playing live that keeps you good. You know,
the energy
fresh
of the crowd, right?
And the energy of the crowd. And I think it gives the audience and your fans a commitment that you're really there. You're not going to, like, just kind of do this and then disappear or whatever.
So you're going on record to say that Daryl Hall and John Oates have never lip-synced a concert.
No. That's one thing we've never done. In fact, I can count on one hand the amount of shows we've canceled in 40 years. So
with sore throats or
flu. Well, I got a sore throat right now, but nothing will stop me.
No, that sounded awesome.
Of all of the hits that Hall & Oates has had, if you were to go back in time and Hall & Oates is going to be a one-hit wonder, which one song of your library would you choose to be that hit?
Well, that's a hard question and a good question. She's Gone. And I'll tell you why. Only because it was the thing that kind of put us on the map. It was a song that just kind of has so much meaning. I play the song every time I play a live show, whether I'm solo or with Daryl. It's one of those songs where it all comes together for us. And we had the late Arif Mardin, who just passed away recently, in the legendary Atlantic Studios in New York City. It was our second album. He surrounded us with the most amazing studio musicians in the world. And it was like the perfect storm of players, the song itself, the producer, the environment. Everything just came together, you know.
And that's the song that hits to everybody's core, no matter what who you are. That She's Gone, we've all been there. Right, Eric?
I hope that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, man, remember you could barely get over that girl, right?
Like,
my God,
gotta, yeah.
She's gone, man.
Talk
let it go. Would you let it go? John Oates is going to be playing live tonight at the Hotel Cafe off Cahuenga Boulevard. You can get tickets by going to johnoates.com. And also, Good Road to Follow, his fifth solo album, is available there as well. And also check out the DVD and the live CD, Another Good Road. What are you going to play for us now?
How about She's Gone?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Why not?
Yes, yes, please do. All right.
I play everything, country and western.
All right.
Here we go. John Oates on the Hottie
I'm
of
digging
Frank
myself
show.
A hole because the ending of the song has a really high part, and I'm going to do my best.
Eric, join in.
I'm going to try my best here. Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah. My daddy tried to bore me with a sermon. Baby, no, it's plain to see. They can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I believe I got the strength to carry on. I need a drink and a quick decision. Girl, you know it's up to me. I know what will be. And she's gone. I better learn how to face it. She's gone. I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. What went wrong? Up in the morning, look in the mirror. You know that I'm a woman. As a toothbrush hanging in the stand. In the stand, I say, my face ain't looking any younger. Baby, now I can see love taking a toll on me. And she's gone. I better learn how to face it. She's gone. I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. What went wrong? Think I'll spend eternity in the city, baby. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. And pretty bodies help dissolve memories. Baby, they can never be what she was to me. Oh, yeah. She's gone. I better learn how to face it. She's gone. I pay the devil to replace it. She's gone. I gotta learn how to face it. She's gone. I pay the devil to replace her, baby. Better believe that she, baby, she's gone.
John Oates, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us. It's been a pleasure. Anytime you got anything going on, you're in the area,
thanks, stop in,
okay?
Cool.
Go see John tonight. He's going to be playing at the Hotel Cafe off Cahuenga. JohnOates.com, and you can also get this new CD there and the live DVD. It's thank you so much again for coming in. And follow him on Twitter at John Oates. It's not really him doing it, but he'll hear about it some way. You know, just go do that. All right? Thank you so much. We're going to come right back with Music Master. And Music Master did today the song, the category, because Valentine's Day is coming up, the cheesiest love song of all time. All right? The cheesiest love song of all time is the category. Music Master is next. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.